Welcome to the Enlighten Up Podcast, where I am going to take you into a deep exploration of what it means to exist in this current reality. We are going to raise your vibes, open your mind, expand your heart, and dive deep into the wondrous mysteries and possibilities of this lifetime. There's been a spiritual catalyst that has set in motion the awakening process of many across the globe to return to the knowingness of self and unite what has been separated. Together, we're going to bring light into that darkness. We're going to remember the joy of living. But most of all, we're going to turn up the volume of our own eternal power and do the thing we're here to do. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Enlighten Up Podcast. As you can see, we have another full moon ahead of us. And of course, who better than to have our favorite mystic and seer on the channel, astrologer Mary Ducina. Sweetie, it's so good to have you back once again. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the positivity of our Sagittarian season, you know, the new moon that we had and the energies of thanks and giving. So it's a really good time for us to be reminded about Jupiter, the jovial aspects of life, and not let the politics and society and the energies that are that attempt, you know, since the last 3 years to dampen our spirits or capture our hope and our faith and our creative, you know, curiosity. Yeah, no, Sagittarius and Gemini combinations come in to say it's time to play. You know, it's the holy days, the holly days, you know, holly jolly. Mm-hmm. Sagittarius is ready to raise the bar and Gemini is curious enough to take the adventure. So that's the energies that we want to find as an accelerant metaphysically right now. It's about what we believe. Sometimes people cling to a belief. You know, the Sagittarian is, how do my beliefs serve me in a higher way? So when we find those healers and life coaches and soul invigorators and astrologers and mystics and people that help us lean into our inner realm, the innerverse, you know, teach us to meditate, and we get out in nature and we ourselves make the choice to prioritize that. That's the higher ninth house Jupiter of Sagittarius. And we're in that season until we come to solstice Yuletide. So this is that time. This is the strongest time in our year of 2022, our sixth numerological year, getting ready to shift into a seven for 2023. This is our time to say, maybe if I stop trying to grasp at controlling the 3D world, you know, like I go to work, I want money for this, and I want to give to that, and I want to support that, and I don't want my mind to blink, blink, blink in my eyes when I'm trying to rest at night, and I need to snap it up for my holistic nutrition, both spirit, mind, and body. So the Gemini comes in to say, so what disciplines might you apply, dear Mr. Boots on the ground? What will you actually change and consider putting your energies into as a fuel? And so what we've got right now is a major thrust in those mutable signs, as you know, Nicole, you know, the mutable energy.
You just used the best word you could have used for this full moon, thrust.
Yeah, right. Right. With Mars. Yeah. With Mars and Gemini. Yeah. Where's your thrust?
Not only that, but when you think about it, so like literally sitting with the moon at 16 degrees of Gemini, it's, yeah, I think thrust was a great word.
Well, and it's like our torque, you know, it's like, you know, if you think about Sagittarius, it's the third of our trilogy of fire signs. So if Aries is the spark that lights the fire and Leo is the roaring strength of our ceremonial fire, Sagittarius is the contemplative embers. You know, it's when we're meditating and we're looking for shapes and, you know, we have been smudged and we have the holy smoke and we're releasing in our quietude. When I've been to any kind of First Nations ceremonial fire, it's where you're releasing that which has been a pent up tension. and the torque, or the way that you're receiving a divine alignment, or the thrust is the light of the sacred, of your almighty I am, you know, the like calling upon the baptism, if you will, of fire, the transmutational fires, the violet flame in certain mystical realms. So when you call for the holy fire in a lot of cultures and traditions, that's the Holy Spirit fire, which is the great purifier. And if you go into the Ascended Master's teachings, it's Shakti. It's the violet fire that literally transmutates you. And when you think about even in the nine gifts, there's nine gifts that the ancient Bibles list as the gifts of the holy fire or the Holy Spirit, the fire. And that's the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge and faith and healing, the working of miracles, prophecy, my favorite, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. So even if we're speaking to somebody from another culture, and I'm attending a rabbinical ceremony, or they're speaking in Hebrew, or someone speaking in Spanish, or a Native American tongue, I'm able to, by that discernment of the spirit, or the essence, or the frequency of what's orbiting around that fire, or in that room, or out in nature, or if someone's chanting, I'm able then to discern the energy, essence, spirit of that actual healing circle, and allow myself to receive the fire that does not burn, but the fire that cleanses and purges me. And that's what we're in right now with that new moon that took place in Sagittarius, going towards this 16 degree Gemini full moon. And this full moon is conjunct Mars. It's conjunct Mars, and it's trine the great karmic disciplinarian Saturn in Aquarius. So the good news is, when you've got these etheric, when you've got these mystical, when you've got the inner world energies, we're not going to find the answers in the external search. We're not going to find them. A lot of people pacify themselves with that date, that romance, that meal, that friend, that, you know, the escape aspects of like our Neptune and Jupiter in Pisces. It's too much. I don't want to deal with it. I know I need to clean the house. I know I need to go to my office and deal with those business things and make those calls. I don't want to. The little kid comes out and says, I don't want to make my bed. I don't want to finish my plate. I don't want to. So we've got that effervescence of the Peter Pan story of Gemini. I don't want to be an adult. I don't feel like adulting today. I just want to play. And Sag is all up for the speedy adventure, you know? So we've got to find a way to put the spirit, the essence, the frequency of play by our choice. Choice equals consequences. So if I use my discipline to remind my 3D personality called Mary, this is something that needs to be dealt with. It's been, you've allowed yourself to procrastinate on this. This needs to be attended to. So when we've got a trine to Saturn, you know, Saturn's the CEO. Saturn's, if you're in your own business, it's up to you. You take the fall, you get the blame, you get the compliments, you get the success, or you missed a good client contact because you got lazy or you didn't follow through on your word. So Saturn in Aquarius is mystical. Aquarius is heavenly, of the stars, of the heavens, of our higher guides, of everything innovative and futuristic and quantum entanglements and all that stuff. How you can do that. To me, Aquarius is the great recipe of as above, so it can be and is here below on earth as it is in heaven. So Aquarius is now getting mixed up in our recipe of anything is possible. Anything is possible. And Sagittarius is saying, so let's start somewhere. You know, let's start somewhere. What would you, you know, it's almost like I would say to people, think of three things. Let's get the mind busy, because the monkey mind, the racing thoughts like to try to get the ego and the mind in the way of soul manifestation. So think of three things that you would right now in your life deem to be impossible. For some people, it's a medical report they got. For other people, it's like, oh my God, my house or my car is going to get, you know, taken if I don't come up with the blah, blah, blah. I mean, I've got a lot of people stressing over stuff. And so think of three things that seem in the 3D world to be impossible. And then when you get time after this podcast, or even in your mind right now, you can listen with one aspect of yourself, Gemini's dual, and you can apply it, make your conscious mind do it. Your subconscious has taken all this in, so you're set. But your conscious mind can then, since it's bored and it's ADD, go to work with this. Think of three things that you would deem to be pretty impossible by the logical mind in your life right now, and then laugh at them. So it's like that land and that house that I want to manifest, and it's all paid off. Ha, 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 ha. You know, and that perfect, you know, balanced frequency relationship where there's no games. We both show up authentic, you know, given my track record of me showing up and them not, or them not and me not, you know, ha, ha, ha. You know, and then dive into, you know, and my health, no matter what the medical reports have been in the past, no matter what the scary clown thing was, no matter what I just heard, no matter what challenge I'm facing, ha, 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 and turn that into the fire, the transformative fire of hallelujah. You know, it's holy, it's sacred, and I'm stirring in a different kind of alchemical, mystical, as an enlightenment engineer. I'm claiming through my words, Gemini, through the belief in the holy powers, Sagittarius, in the faith as a fuel, Pisces, planets we've got going on right now, I call the highest, holiest, light, purifying, transforming manifestation of this. And as I say it, Gemini, as I speak it, our words, as I put the sound frequency to it, quantum physics entanglement, I have gifted it and given it light. I have thrust it, your word, I have thrust it outward from my inner world through the percussion and the drum beat and the sound frequencies of my body. We have come together as one. Gemini's dual. It's the twins. You got two pairs going on there. The constellation where the twins are looking both ways. Pisces has got the two fishes. We got a lot of pairs in our physical body, our eyes, our ears, our arms, our feet, our legs, our lungs, you know, our kidneys, you know, for the female, two ovaries, for the male, the gonads. We've got these twos, we've got these pairs, and Gemini is saying, look at it from both sides, come into union, come into yoga, allow the Shakti, the holy fire, and cast it forward. If you don't believe it, if you can't get lit about it, if you can't call it out with the trumpet of your consciousness, if you can't shoot that outward into, I receive it, I believe it, I call it into manifestation. If you can't believe it for yourself, who do you think is going to do it for you? You got to go, you got to light it up. You got to light it up. So Gemini is giving us a real responsibility for paying attention into training the mind, because the mind and the ego often distract us. I don't want to say minus, but each of the 12 zodiac spices has their challenges. They have their plus and minuses. And for Gemini, it's that too much on your schedule, scattering your thoughts. You're going in all kinds of different directions, and it kind of lessens the impact for each one of those tasks or each one of those clients or each one of those connections, or putting the right kind of soul food and soul fuel and the alchemy, the transformation into it. If you're skipping along with it and you're not granting it your full attention because you're social mediaing and you're multitasking and you're not really listening to the availability of the divine alignment, you know, spirit and your angels look at it and your sacred guardian guide looks at it. It's like, well, he's not paying that much attention. He's multitasking. So why should I pay full attention to him? Why should I give full light to her? Why should I give them my full power? Because look at them. They're just half-assed into this. No. When you want to manifest, when you want to shift it, when you want to be the magician, when you want to align yourself with the divine majesty that was available to us from the moment we took our first breath, because the supernatural evidence is that you took your first breath from whence you came. Something breathed life into your earth vessel. Something supernatural and sacred and mysterious and magical brought an animated life into you. So how can you doubt that there was something of an invisible, maybe you don't understand it all in logical 3D terms, and yet it happened. And yet it happened. You're here, you're listening, you're breathing. So your big supernatural fire is what you breathe life into. Gemini is an air sign. Mars is retrograde in Gemini right now. So those of you that don't have all the new models of cars that have the rear end cameras on them, you know, so whenever you've backed up a motorcycle or a car or a boat without the fancy high tech camera, so you can kind of be lazy about it. Like before GPS, we actually had to memorize roads and have maps and people tell us how to get there, kind of a thing. So let's go back to, if you have to do it, if there was some kind of you know, a power outage. So when you're backing up your car, you're backing up that motorcycle, you're backing up a horse, you're backing up, you've got to pay a different kind of attention. And it's called watch out behind you. Look out behind you. When you're leaving a grocery store, I don't care if you've got a car rear camera. All of a sudden, some kid can run, or a dog, or a person that's on their phone. There you go again, another distraction, Gemini. Not paying attention to the fact that you're looking at your camera and you're backing up really slow. Well, you know what? Everybody out there doesn't back up slow. So Mars is in reverse. So we've got our motorcycle, our horse, our car, our mind, our thoughts. It's not in alignment with the present. Your power is staying fully in the now, in the present. So when you're at the grocery store, you're at the grocery store. When you're over at the power company, or when you're walking in to do a lecture, or you're doing your podcast, or you're listening to a podcast. Here's another pair of words for Gemini. If you write down the word listen, and you just rearrange a few letters, I mean literally the same letters, and just rearrange them, it becomes silent. So it's important that we understand how dynamic it is that we, if we speak in such a way that others love to listen, and we also prioritize listening in such a way that others love speaking to us, that's the plus of Gemini.
Well, so Mars that seems to be something we need to be very mindful of on this.
Yes, ma'am. Going within. And so if we think about, like, to your point, when you said, yes, this full moon's at 16 degrees. So in numerology, that reduces to a 7. The 16th letter of the alphabet is the letter P. So we need to practice the pause, think about words of purposefulness and passion, and perfecting our skill sets of how we show up and do what we know that we have some kind of supernatural gift to do. You know, I applaud the mechanics. I call them the three amigos. There's these three guys in this little mountain town, and they are absolutely the three magicians of any vehicle. And they're honest. They're like, no, I didn't do anything. No charge. I mean, so many people complain about mechanics. I literally have manifested, when I lived in North Carolina and here in the mountains of the Smoky Mountains, I've manifested good karma with mechanics. I have this ability to manifest wonderful mechanics. It's just like that's an alchemy that I've manifested. And that can happen also when you've got a planet like Mercury or Mars retrograde in the sign of travel and thinking style and concentration and listening and driving and things to go with your vehicle. For example, with the Scorpio eclipse that just happened, I had this psychic vibe. I was sitting there and I'm like, oh, winter's coming. Because those of you that don't know it, because I found that out the hard way several years ago, your battery, if it's a little bit older, can just die when the cold weather hits below 20 degrees. So I thought, when the last time was I checked my battery? I really don't remember with everything that's hit everybody, you know, since 2019 and 2020. So my guides are like, go pop your hood, check your battery. And I'm like, whoa, 2018. And it was a 3-year battery. So I drove it over to the three amigos and I said, how is this a 3-year or a 5-year battery? Like, I just kind of had an intuitive vibe. And the guy looked at me and he said, well, you almost got double your money's worth. That's a 3-year battery. And he goes, you are kind of a mystic, aren't you? I mean, batteries die. And I'm like, I know. So I had to replace the battery. Of course, like a lot of other things, that's gone up with inflation and price. But the money came in from other sources. And I was just tickled at how the recipe of that day. Here came my intuition. Here came the instinct. Did I ignore it? No. I followed up on it because as an astrologer, Mars has gone retrograde in Gemini. Do not ignore your cars right now. No matter how fancy schmancy it is, just do a little mercurial check on whatever you're driving, or if you're taking trains or planes. You need to double check all that stuff as Mars is retrograde right now. It's spending quite a while in Gemini. So you don't get all puffed up and frustrated over retrograde Mercury's or retrograde Mars. Mercury will retrograde in Capricorn on the 29th of December. So it's time for us. Retrograde simply means it's okay if we put it in reverse and just take a little good look behind. What's behind you? What's going on behind you? And so Mars has a lot to do with our passions, our desires, whether it's work desires or financial desires or physical desires. And you know, how's my sensual mojo? And am I expecting too much? Or am I, in that sense, I mean, romantically or intimately, are you just wanting to hook up as some kind of like a sensual sport exercise? Or are you wanting something that contains more intellectual compatibility or communication authenticity? So it's one thing to have sports sex. It's another thing to be able to establish, even though bodies have bumped and grind, it's another thing to be able to say, I really would like to see you. I've felt you. Now I want to see you. And hopefully our vulnerability frequencies are going to be trustworthy enough that we're not just out to play each other. And if we are going to play, we can have the spirit of play, but I'm just going to come to the table and say, I'm always in the game for it to be a win-win. I'm not here to use you. I don't want to take advantage of you. I don't want to dump or project my packed suitcase of other relationships onto you. I want to come to this lean and clean. Like, I'm looking at you, not every other woman or every other guy that I've been with. I'm looking at you and the intrigue of why we've manifested our connection together. Like, these new friends you meet and these new people you meet and the new job that you start, and since those really strong Scorpio Taurus eclipses, the dual eclipses of autumn, the people whose season is done and it's time to leave our life. That's really strong until the end of January when we come into Aquarius. So there's this turnstile going on right now. Back to your word, the thrust or the launching of our seasonal rocket of manifestation. The launches are that sometimes the door's got to close because the other matching frequencies need to come in. So it's not horrible, even if someone's trying to blame you for why it's not you wanting them anymore, why you don't want to be at that job anymore, why you just can't hang out with the same people doing the same things all the time. It's like you're not blaming them, you're just exiting the circus. But sometimes people get really pissy and really judgmental when you aren't wanting to play the game the way they expect you to always play the game. Like, they're happy where they are, and sometimes people don't just get frozen in fear, audience. They get frozen in place. So, oh, I found a happy spot. Oh, I found some fun friends. Oh, I like drinking with them. I like getting high with them. I like to go and to eat with them. So nobody change anything now. Let's just freeze frame where it is right now. Well, life continues to move, and people that aren't interested in raising their consciousness, that's the people that you'll see 20 years ago. They just got older. They're going to the same bar, doing the same thing, or they're always going bowling and that's all they do, or they got stuck with fly fishing, or that's all they do, and they haven't progressed up. So maybe some of the people in their life are the same or not, but they haven't progressed up. Not judging them, it's just an observation. When you are deliberately wanting to move with the pulse of your soul's higher self abilities, your friends are going to change, your connections are going to change, your relationships are going to level up. And if you find that their expectations become demanding, like they really only approve of you, him or her, when you do things the way they expect you to, if they're meeting you in the relationship, friendship, relationship, job, whatever, if they come to you like in that persona, in that personality costume of like, I'm in the personality only with you of when you submit to me or when we get along. You need to go back to acting like that. You need to go back. That's backwards. That's retrograde. That's putting it reverse. So it's good strategy mystically right now, magically right now, alchemically. You can shape shift what you want to shape shift in a more abundant fashion. Abundance isn't always money. Oh no. Abundance is, yeah, that's the fit. That feels good. I'm grinning on the inside and the outside. Let me tell you something. The best abundance you can manifest is the inner smile. Mm-hmm. The inner smile.
Yeah.
I loved your saying that you said just like a few minutes ago, I'm coming at you lean and clean. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like that's going to be my new saying.
Take it. Yeah.
You know, when you're coming in with truth. Yeah. When you're coming in with truth, you're not bringing in the frills. Like, you're just wanting to say it how it is, but like, right. You know,
Anybody that knows me, when something like people, when we're running around and hanging out and something happens and I'm just, they're like, they'll express the stress or something like that. And I'm just like, give it up, put it on the altar, give it to the light, you know, watch this, you know, cause it'll look like something's going wonky. And all of a sudden I just put my hands up, you know, just dance my hands up in the air. And you know, my thing is like, glory's in the house, glory frequencies. I invite you, take it. I don't need to figure it out. Mary doesn't need to overanalyze it. Mary doesn't need to control it. Mary doesn't need to freak out for it. Oh, it came into my day. I release it to the lights of love. I give it to my supernatural frequencies. And people drop their mouth open a lot that hang out with me in a, you know, a daily or a weekly manner, because they're just like, oh my God, did you like just pull that out of thin air? And I'm like, oh, I didn't. I got myself out of the way. Yeah. But I spoke supernatural energies. I let it go out of my 3D discomfort world, and where the ego and, oh no, what about that? No, you had money earmarked for this. And what about that guy? La, 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 la. No, I just simply go take it. This has no power over me to worry me, to stress me. This has no power over me. I rebuke any uninvited influences and I invite in all that is of the divine abundance. I choose, give me a tune-up. Okay, I'll take a supernatural tune-up and a divine alignment. I'm putting my mind vehicle, my soul vehicle, already knows, and my emotions and my intimacy and all that. I'm allowing that to now have a divine alignment. I let it go and I let God, I let light, I let the all that is, almighty I am, whatever you want to call it, Buddha, whatever it is. But you know what? Gemini and Sag together right now in our chart are saying, are you just talking the talk? Or are you walking the walk? So Gemini stressors, Nicole, Gemini stressors audience, with who you care about and what you're hoping to create within yourself, you look in the mirror. And when you look in the mirror, don't look down. Don't look down. You're speaking to yourself. Don't look down. You look in the mirror and you say, hey, you, yeah, I need to have a word with you. How we doing? How we doing? Are you expecting others to lift your mood and make you happy? How are you talking to yourself? Look up, look up. I'm looking at you in the mirror. Hey, this is me. This is, you know, eyes of a soul here. Let's look at each other. I love you. You have within you what it takes. What kind of words are you using with yourself? Here's a reality check. Any psychologist will agree with me. Your subconscious is recording everything that you repetitively say to yourself. So when people say things like, I am so sick and tired of that, the universe is going to say, yes, Jude, you're going to get sick of, you're going to get tired, or you're going to get sick of that thing until you heal it, when you feel it through and you heal it. So I'm not picking on your words. I'm telling you to upgrade your words, the language of your higher self talking to your earthly self. So instead you say, you know, you're not sick and tired of anything, because you don't want to be sick and you don't want to be tired and exhausted. So you simply say, I allow this to level up. I allow myself to receive in my dreams, in my prayers, in my ceremonies, as I'm driving my car, as I'm walking down the aisle of the big box store, as I'm in the holiday season. I allow my highest angels and guides to take this from me and grant me the resolution and the resolve in God's own perfect ways, or enlightened love, or I allow this to be. I allow my life teacher to be harmony and prosperity and revelation and alignment, rather than, you know, pain. You know, because when we get gobsmacked by pain, you know, when something like seems to knock our legs out from under us in a psychological way, then we go moping, and then we freeze our life, and then now we're canceling plans. It's like, oh, I can't believe what happened. We go into the victim mode, and yeah, I don't know how that's leveling up, and it gets us stuck, and we get paralyzed.
Yeah. Well, it's even as you were saying that, with the, you know, getting really serious about like the words that you're saying, looking at yourself in the mirror and just kind of like having this very serious conversation with yourself, to me, that it feels like this full moon in Gemini is about either getting really serious about a conversation, possibly a contract or negotiation, you know, or
all of it.
All of it. Like, you know, like there's something going on there, because you've got Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, just entered into Capricorn, which is really like, let's just get down to the nuts and bolts of this. Let's not. Yeah. You know, and so that can be a little triggering for people. And I think too, when you have Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, helping out this full moon, it's Aquarius, really about getting very serious about what is next. Like, what am I getting illuminated within this full moon, or what is finally coming to an end? You know, what am I ready to let go of? So I can move forward in a way that is truly on board with what, you know, Mars, you know, is eventually going to be going direct in January, and you're ready to start moving forward and creating.
But so right now, here's the benefits of the top energies orbiting around us at this full moon in December. So So of course, on this the seven energy, like not only does it add to a seven on December, you know, it's December 7th is the middle part of the 3 days of the increasing in light full moon. It's at 16 degrees, which adds to a seven. Mm-hmm. Seven is a very powerful, illuminating, mystical number. Our new year, as we mentioned earlier in the first 15 minutes, will be 2023, adds down to the single digit of the seven. So this, the top five energies, when you're speaking about
Pluto. And Mary, and seven is the Virgo card, right? The hermit, the hermit in isn't hermit number seven?
I think, isn't seven the chariot?
Oh, and 16 the tower? You know, okay, but even if you think about seven as the chariot, this is about how are you moving forward, right?
Well, the chariot is also the spirit body of light, the Merkabah. So the Merkabah, so here's the benefit of, to your point, to say, let's get down to the nitty gritty. So Pluto in Capricorn, and then Mercury popping into Capricorn and Venus popping into Capricorn, swirling all around the full moon and a couple of days after the full moon, because on the 6th, Mercury popped into Capricorn. On the 9th, Venus pops into Capricorn. So this starts a grounding, like, you know, when you're in an airplane, there's a takeoff and there are a landing. So this is you're landing into the new adventure. You know, the boat's pulling up to the shore, the pirate's getting off with the vision quest or the map. And so, but Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn, and Capricorn being the natural sign governed by Saturn, Saturn's favored right now, is saying, okay, dramatic healings are going to operate below the surface. That's Pluto, or beyond the external appearances. So this, again, to make my point, this isn't just what the two eyes, Gemini, pairs of things. This isn't just what our eyes are seeing in the 3D external world. This is where we need to put our eyes with that life coach, that healer, the Reiki, the affirmations, our astrological transits, the person that can be that empowerment instructor, teacher that says, look within, where's the root of this? Where's the core of this? Let's find the pearl of wisdom. Let's go within, because it's below the surface and it's beyond just what it looks like out here. It's beyond that. It's deeper than that. Then we've got, right before solstice, we've got Jupiter reentering Aries. And so right now what we've got popping around with Jupiter at 29 degrees of Pisces until it reenters Aries, we've got Jupiter in that last degree of Pisces, kind of like poking Neptune, you know. And so Neptune, of course, that's the oceans, you know, oceans of emotions. And it's like seeing again below the surface. We all know, if you've ever been in an ocean anywhere on this planet, there are so much more beneath the surface that might be swimming right underneath you, 5 feet from you. You don't even know. You don't even see it. The waters might not always be as clear as Jamaica or the Bahamas, you know, or Aruba. So what's happening is there's a lot of life teeming underneath you, floating on the surface there, unless you've got on the snorkel or the diving equipment or the right kind of things for you to see clearer when you're in Mother Ocean. There's a whole lot of stuff going on that's not perceivable to what? Those external eyes. And you have to have an apparatus to help you breathe, because you're in a whole nother world. You're in an aquatic world, and you are a breatharian. You're a breathing, oxygen-breathing creature. So with these energies beginning to move, Capricorn is about practical, tangible, material world results. So we're coming into results, and Mars in retrograde is showing us, since the eclipses of the new moon in Scorpio, October 25th, and a really powerful lunar eclipse, it's a supermoon. It was the first supermoon of five in a row when we got to the Taurus full moon. Taurus is an earth sign, and it's saying, where are you investing your energy? And are you driving yourself into soul bankruptcy or psychological debt or emotional, you know, withdrawals? You know, look at your energy as your most valuable worth. Your vital life force energy, that's the Taurus and the Capricorn and the Virgo element. Well, in our mutable stuff that's going around right now, Virgo's missing. So it's the missing piece to the puzzle. What's Virgo? Get the routine changed. Put your boots on the ground and do the work. Virgo's about, I'll do it. I'll put my service into this. I'll be more thankful. I'll be more present. I need to focus. I need the discipline to wake up not frustrated in what I don't have yet with him or her or this or that. The Virgo part of it, because we've got stuff going on in Pisces and we've got stuff going on in Sagittarius and we've got stuff going on lighting up in Gemini. And make no mistake about it, this Gemini full moon isn't backing off just because December 7th and 8th happen. It's lighting, full moons light up the darkness. Mm-hmm. And with Mars joining this moon, we actually have a nice little caveat with it saying to what could be very stern and harsh karma. We've got Saturn, the preacher teacher, saying, all right, I'm going to back off. I'm not going to make you have to learn the lessons in a harsh way. I'm Aquarius. I want you to be futuristic, though. Stop doing the same thing the same way, because you're only getting the same results, which is some kind of definition of insanity. When people keep doing the same thing over and over again the same way, and it's not netting anything but chaos, then that's the definition of insanity. It's like insane to keep doing the same thing. So Gemini's innovative. Aquarius gives us the intuitive, higher mind edge. Mars, even though it's retrograde, is saying, I'm willing to back up, look at it again, and make a different choice. So Gemini is all about the choices, not the consequences. And Capricorn is saying to us, you got this. You've got the chutzpah. You've got the vim and vigor. You've got the dynamic in your mind. You already know in your emotions. You already know you want things to be different at work, at home. You're not going to let the family member, you know, shame or blame you anymore, because the higher octave of Capricorn is, no, I'm going to stop blaming me. Oh, you always do it that way, or oh, you knew better than that, and you took a risk anyway. It's like, oh, okay, so I took a risk. Maybe I took a risk, and it's going to help me alchemize not getting into the same kind of muckety muck in my intimate life. Or maybe I just wanted to snag a kiss for myself, and I didn't want to really think about the consequences. Stop blaming yourself. You can upgrade without degrading yourself. And that's an important aspect of all these planets dynamically coming together. And so it's but through your words. I want to bring you back. How are you thinking? What are you believing? How are you casting the spells? How are you casting forth the energy with your sound frequencies of your words? Because just because you're having self-talk, you hear it. It's going on. There's words that are going on that you're hearing me speak now, and then you're hearing the words in your own head, and you're processing it in your own psychological and mystical frequencies as you listen to the podcast again and again. And then if you had a session with Nicole, or you got a session with me, we would take those words deeper, and we would help you look at your words, and we would help you get untangled. You know, a soul coach or a life coach or a mystic or an intuitive, and when you get certain cards, there's pictures on the tarot or the oracle cards. There are the ruins, if you like to play with the ruins, or tea leaves or coffee grounds. You're looking for a sign, an omen, wonders to behold. You're looking for a sign. Well, signs are around us all the time. So you get a card, which we'll talk about during the podcast too, because Nicole picked one. We talk mm-hmm. about a card, or that's an artistic landscape. That's a way that we have something we can hold in our hands or look at with our pair of eyes and hear with our pair of ears what the mystic or what the psychic or what the astrologer or what the reader has to say. Well, it feels to me and it looks to me and it seems to me like this is what's available for you. But you know what? If I listen to that card or I have my chart done, and I sit there going, I can't do nothing. I'm not going to change. No, that's not the card reader's fault. That's not the rabbi's fault or the shaman's fault or the doctor's fault. You know, I mean, how many people go to the doctor and lie to them about that? Did you take the whole round of antibiotics? Uh-huh. And they didn't. No, my urinary tract infection went away and I felt better, so I stopped taking them. I just stopped taking them. Okay. So you're ready for the consequences of that. And may there not be anything to blame or shame you, but just be aware of the fact that the person that prescribed it to you and told you to take the whole round of antibiotics, here's what they wrote on the medical report that they're studying, just like your astrological chart and your tarot card reading. Okay, I gave them this on this date and for 7 days. So if they come back with it again, that may not be the antibiotic for them. But you're the one that got in the way of it. You're the one that changed the prescription. So that's the way we have to not blame ourselves, but look at, if I gave you a theme for this month, it's like choice equals consequences. So if Mary or Nicole make better choices, wiser choices, based on the reference of how they've just blundered in the past before, or letting their, you know, their ego take over, or their anger take over, or yeah, because Mars is our anger too. And whether our temperament is being self-destructive or personally constructive. So I'm going to tell you again, we need to practice the pause. Mars is retrograde. We need to practice the pause, because we tend to kind of try to size up a person or a situation when it first starts happening. And maybe we don't mean to, you know, as light beings and mystics, maybe we don't mean to start judging them, or maybe we don't judge anymore, but maybe you start to label maybe you start to try to categorize what's going on here. They're coming at me hot. So we start like kind of preparing ourselves psychologically. And instead of just listening and doing deep listening, we're starting to label or we're starting to prepare like a ninja, right? So instead, with Mars retrograde, if we'll deeply listen, because you can still react, you know, you can still freaking react. Just really listen and let that person feel heard. And here's a great therapy tool I learned 25 years ago that therapists I hung out with and worked with on television in Florida taught me. You know, so when you really listen, when you deeply listen, and you still feel confused, or you don't want to assume about anybody else's truth. So instead, they taught me, and I will say to somebody, I want to make sure that I understand where you're coming from. Would you say that to me? What you're wanting to convey to me? Will you say that same thing to me in a different way? Because maybe there's other words that will let me see their point and where they're coming from, so I don't assume, and my ego doesn't decide I'm being attacked all the time.
Yeah. Because that's definitely a big possibility with this full moon. And I think, too, one of the things that keeps coming up for me to say here is I think a lot of people struggle moving forward because of guilt. And there's like, because you know, it's like a cycle where you feel bad because you didn't make the decision sooner or you didn't make the choice sooner, but then there's other people who maybe got caught up in it or other things that are happening in the situation. And now it's time to really make the hard decision. And it's time to say like, okay, I'm ready to move forward. But in order to do that, you know, maybe someone has to get left behind or things just have to change in a way that someone may not be happy about. And it's like, there's guilt can sometimes come in to basically derail the path ahead of you of what, you know, you were saying Saturn is like, okay, are you ready to start making different choices? And so I just want to say to anyone out there, I feel like I have to say this. If guilt is something that's plaguing you right now, don't let it. It's part of a vicious cycle that eventually down the road, it'll get worse and you're going to have to make this decision with more things to feel guilty about. And the guilt isn't even necessary. It's just like you said, you're almost like plaguing yourself with it, self-sabotage.
Yes, yes.
Right? So I just wanted to say
that. That's exactly it. You don't want to get like a web. You don't want to get entangled in a word or a mental or a thought web. So you don't want to, as you said, live in the past. It's like people, you know, tend to kind of groan when UPS or FedEx, Gemini stuff again, postage, mailing, receiving and getting, you know, when postal rates are going up again, they tend to do that, you know. But because you've got to, you know, Amazon, do I get a free return? Do I have to join Prime? Do I have to do this with UPS or FedEx? And especially when we're going to get into this country's holidays. So what you do is you make the choice to make sure if you're actually going to have to go to a post office, you make the choice to go in instead of guessing on the postage, which means it could be returned or it could get lost or go into the loss. You go in and you let them meter it. Instead of you guessing on how many stamps to go on it, you go in and get it weighed. You did it right there at the main hub in your town. And so then, or if you want to get there faster, you don't have to do overnight. Priority works really well. And a lot of people don't know that's a well-kept secret at the post office. So you prioritize it and they even call it priority mail. So you go in and you get rid of the guesswork. So once again, I've gotten rid of the shame of the blame, haven't I? Because I went in, I did the boots on the ground, Capricorn responsible thing to do, to go find out. You know, it's been a long time since I don't even know what the postal rates are. I'm just going to go in and let that professional person tell me, how much is that going to cost to send that priority? Now, how much is that going to cost to send that first class mail? And what's the timing difference? If I go and get educated and do research, then I still have choices. I can send it first class mail if it's going to just be 2 days more, or I can send it priority, which gives me automatic insurance and tracking numbers and all that kind of stuff that you do. So even with Amazon, you know, look at it. Amazon does its job. And then we have this new thing called porch pirates. You know, people just run up, and even though people got Ring cameras and all that, you got these people that are like wanting to find mail rooms and packages on the porch and all that. So, you know, you might get smart with your Amazon stuff and try to time it the way Amazon works in your area or whatever mails to you, and try to time it that it happens on a phase when you're home or you've got a neighbor watching that's going to get the package for you. You know, a little extra work sometimes can solve a whole lot of frustration. Because we didn't just lazy out or say, well, I'm in a hurry. I'm just going to put 3 stamps on it. Maybe that'll do it. So there's that part of you that if you'll take care of it when it's a small issue, it doesn't have to bloom up into a big issue. But even if it does, even if it does, try not to let this third dimensional world, the TikTok world, as Stuart Wilde often called it, try not to let the world of everything, you look around your house and your apartment, everything you've collected, everything you think that you own, then it's pretty and it gives you pleasure and you love to paint the room that color and you decorate, you ain't taking none of it with you. And if you got sick tomorrow, God forbid, but if you got sick tomorrow, it's your time to leave the planet, or someone you know left the planet in an accident, a travel accident or whatever, all that stuff still sits there. Stop making that. You can appreciate it. You can enjoy it. You can be in love with your abundance and the things that you have. Stop letting them craft your mood. Stop letting those things, you know, if something breaks or you drop it, I mean, when you get fully into metaphysics, it's just like, oh, that was your time. That was your time.
Yeah.
You know, thank you. Thank you for being in my life.
Before we get into all the individual signs, do you mind if I read my card that I pulled for this full moon for everyone?
Oh, I'm interested in the words. I'm going to deeply listen.
Yeah. So for those of you who are watching on YouTube or potentially Spotify later, because the videos are on Spotify, I pulled a card right before Mary and I started this to see what's a message here for us for this full moon in Gemini that is conjunct Mars. And we got the antimony card. And just so, Mary, you know, it has a picture of a gray wolf, a shadow. It's an all whited out gray wolf. But it represents wildness, fierceness, and hunger, which is very, very Mars, energy. And so in medieval times, antimony became known as the gray wolf of alchemy. This was due to the metalloid's unpredictable qualities and its ability to eat away at materials in the laboratory. Gold is only the one of few materials to withstand contact with it. For these reasons, this card must be read with delicacy. On one hand, it represents the wild and free spirit that longs to express itself in the world. On the other hand, it represents a fierceness that can turn destructive or corrosive at the drop of a hat. The message here is clear. Channel the gray wolf's energy towards creativity. Challenge it to come out from the shadows and express itself. Embark on the creative project or adventure that's calling you rather than focusing on why you can't. Once you begin, don't quit. The gray wolf responds to respect, not repression.
Some of the words that you even read off that card's meaning, you know, the adventure, the challenge, the creativity, the respect, you know, follow through on the steps, you know, in the steps that need to be taken. You know, wolf to the First Nations cultures, wolf is teacher. You know, and there was a couple of memes I saw. It was on their Instagram or one of the social sites, and it had a picture of that dark gray wolf, and it said, the lion or the tiger may seem to be more powerful, but the wolf doesn't perform in the circus. So there's something about the wolf, and you think about in the old movies, you know, in the old movies, parents and our grandparents, you know, the werewolf. You know, now those things have kind of, you know, the cryptids have, you know, kind of moved more into Sasquatch or Mothman or, you know, Thin Man and all that kind of stuff. But the werewolf's still kind of out there. You know, the werewolf, and when did the werewolf become most active? During the full moon, because he was going through a shape shifting. So when we talk about collapsing in that card, you know, when we get into collapsing due to our frustration. And most of the time when we're frustrated, it's because number one, we're not getting our way, or number two, it's not going as fast as we want it to, or we can't seem to control it. You know, it's like once it leaves our hands or our mouth or our, you know, we express our emotions, we have to let that practice the pause. We have to let that, the presence or the energy kind of, you know, it's like when you're making a recipe, you know, if you add too much cinnamon, you've ruined it. You know, even people may love cinnamon and go, oh, wow, that's a lot of cinnamon. Or if you add, you know, too much salt, or if you add too much sugar, so, whoa, that's really sweet. So we're in a, and one of the words of Gemini is reciprocity. You know, the win-win, I give to you, you give to me, but I'm not giving to you. There's a difference in me giving to you with expectation. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, I'm giving this to you. I'm buying you lunch, but you know, surely you're going to hustle up and buy me lunch next time. You know, when you give you give. If you find that you've got certain people that hang out in your life and they're tightwads and they absolutely never want to reciprocate, then that's someone that's a taker. They're just by nature, they're a taker, and they're coming off as an elitist, and they expect you or anybody else around them to support them and take care of them. It's like, yeah, bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, but when you choose to give, just let that frequency bloom. You know, it felt so good to do that lecture at the bookstore. It felt so good to buy their lunch. It felt so good to uplift their day. And there's so many things we can do between Thanks and Giving season and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Christmas to where we can get out there in the world of the people that are serving us or waiting on us, and be encouraging with your words, not insulting with your words. I'm telling you, words are like almost like an invisible magic wand, but I mean, it's arrows. They're shooting out there. You know, it's like sparks from your fingertips when you're into, you know, manifestation. And, you know, sarcasm can literally wound somebody. They may act like it was a ha 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 in the moment, but they go home and they think about that. Yeah, that, what's wrong with me? Why do they notice that about me? I can't help my ear size, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. You know, I don't feel like I have as much as they do. You know, they're prettier than me, or he's stronger than me. Or we start to do all this self-talk with ourselves. But you know what? We're as unique as snowflakes. And when you just practice the pause to show up authentically, Nicole, authentically, Steve, authentically, Nancy, authentically, just your energy, like you're not playing a game to try to be fake in order to win somebody's favor. You know, there's a difference between marketing and sales, and absolutely putting on that mask and letting someone get to know a fake version of you. How is that ever going to end up being a win-win? Not unless the person leaves your life soon. You know, you've got to be authentic. And when you're authentic and you're not afraid of being authentically you, mm-hmm. that's the alchemy of then when spirit can send you people that match you and don't come into your life to hurt you and don't come into your life, you know, and you'll recognize with the discerning of spirits, you'll recognize the energies of that person. Sometimes it's a little tough when it starts happening. I'm not going to say it. There'll be a lot of people that leave your life. When you level up and you're able to read and discern spirits and the essence and the intention of someone, because you'll see the people coming at you with a mask. Sometimes that's a lot of your family members too.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not going to tell you that that's easy. When you get past that phase of doing your shadow work, it will pass, but there's a very intense phase where it almost seems like the mystical you's a little bit lonely, or the mystical you's like, God, was it better off when I did have blinders on my eyes? I get it. Been there, done that. And there's going to be people that maybe you've known for a long time that go on back burner, that you move away from, and because you're teaching them, they're not going to treat you that way. You're going to set some boundaries, because it's all about you being able to recognize if you're being the narcissist, if you're being self-entitled, if you're being filled with expectations, or you're allowing that as a people pleaser, empath, and other people are mistreating you. Choice equals consequences.
Yes. And I want to say too, overall here, guys, it feels to me like, especially as, I mean, it's a full moon, and I love that it was a wolf that came out, you know, the wolf howling at the moon. But there is a hunger within you that wants to be expressed. And it feels that it's a hunger that takes you into a place that is a little unknown to you. It's a little new, it's uncharted territory. And you've got to allow yourself to allow that hunger to come out of the shadows, to be expressed. You may receive some sort of backlash or challenge outside of you to that as you try to express it. So make sure not to allow that to be reciprocated. But other than that, just use this hunger to be expressed and channel it into whatever is truly calling you, and let everything else around you fall away. It's not important. You just need to focus on what it is that you finally need to say yes to, and what's been calling you, and all the things that have been you've been saying yes to that keep holding you back from expressing this hunger.
And you've got to be flexible with your plans with the moon conjunct Mars and the sign. The sign's real important this time of Gemini. We've got to temper our impatience. We've got to temper our own impatience.
Yes.
And then we've got to prepare to redo things. Whenever one of the planetary transits is in retrograde or reverse, it's like, look again, take a pause, make sure you lock that door, make sure the leash is on correctly, make sure, yeah. So it's got to do, you might have to redo some things. I've had a bunch of people telling me they had to, you know, redo a recording, or, you know, the phone went down, or this or that. So yeah. There could be, you know, don't get angry or impatient. Say to yourself, oh, look at your mood. You can't get triggered unless it's living within you, mm-hmm. you know? So bring your receipts of your information, like secure your info and your data, like working with a new microphone. You do test. When I would go yeah. on to terrestrial television stations before the audience was ever brought into the room, the mic is going up the suit that you're wearing, you know, it's test, you know, and they're doing all that stuff before the cameramen ever walk in to kick on their equipment. So do a test with yourself. And what's the mic test? How are you going to be expressing yourself? And are people going to be able to hear you? Mm-hmm. You know, even when people try to scream at you or yell at you or text you or message you in Messenger on Instagram chats or whatever, you know, you realize there's a whole lot of times that people unconsciously, they're frustrated, their world isn't going the way they want it to. And half the time they don't even realize on a conscious level, the vitriol that they're putting out there verbally or in text or Messenger, phone text, or all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's just like you can come back with, and it's kind of hard because there's a whole genre of people out there that don't hear the emotional inflection in the tone of your voice. When you're listening and you're hearing me talk and you hear how my tonal pitch goes up or down, or Nicole's, you know, when we go soft and when we come in hot, on a text or a message, people can assume a lot of things. If people aren't real specific, if their words are like, who do they think they are? Well, that, you know, that's a bit insulting. So you come back with data. You come back with, did this, and so-and-so's letter arrived the other day and yours didn't arrive, and they said they mailed it the same day. It's like, okay, I'm in a different city. Which point? The letter didn't come. The postage is correct. Took the time to check it. Check yourself. It is what it is. There was no nefarious activity going on. You know, why would I want to sit and deliberately piss somebody off? You know, that only complicates my world. If I'm into win-win and I deliberately go out there just to try to irritate somebody for the day, I'm real selfish about the fact that that's my karma. That's the reciprocity of an ill-tempered thing coming from me that's going to come back to me. But make no mistake about it, I'm a well-trained mystic, and somebody comes at me with nefarious energy, I know all about mirror magic.
So
check yourself, because I've got the mirrors up. So to kind of encapsulate it, Mercury's going to be in Capricorn for 7 weeks. There's our seven again. Mm-hmm. So it's practical. It's productive. It's going to help us get caught up. So the Gemini factor and the Mars retrograde with this full moon, especially for the next week, people, especially for the next week, just say in your mind, you know, I am flexible. And when things seem to go wonky or plans get changed or somebody said, no, you say it's going to be 2:00, now it's 3:00. Just simply say, you know what, I'm on my way, and get that spirit of play. Get that spirit of humor and laughter. You know, if something gets in your way to make you late, walk in the door knowing that you're about to light up the room. That, you know, people were waiting for you through circumstances beyond your control, Gemini, travel, getting there on time, getting the schedules mixed up. All that's a possibility for them or you. So put in your mind that if things go a little sideways and you're running late, you don't want to get in an accident just because you're hurrying to get there, okay? So you send those texts and you say, train crossed the tracks, I'm on my way, but I'm safe, everything's okay, I didn't forget. You let everybody decompress and go ahead and order your food. Go ahead and get your drinks. I don't mind. Please start. Get an appetizer. Please start without me. And when you come in, you now have an extra potential to bring humor to the room, you know, to cut a joke or whatever and just say, okay, I'm the guilty one now. Now it's time to have the fun. You know, let's have some fun. Sorry that I was delayed. It certainly was not intentional. I own that, but I'm not going to let it frustrate me. I'm so glad to be here with you all.
And don't rush vehicle driving around the full moon.
No. And a lot of people also don't know when you live in a four season climate, that when your car's, you know, those of you that don't have it garaged all the time, when your car mainly sits outside a lot, or you just don't want to put it in the garage or whatever, when you get that first cold snap from 60 degrees down to 20 degrees, your tires are going to go low. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good idea. Gemini's air. it's a really good idea to go check the air pressure in your tires before you start getting these, you know, when you're coming into a winter season, there's those days of initiation, like it's 70 degrees and then it's 19 degrees. And then, yeah, even before you get the snow and the ice. So when you're doing seasonal changes, maybe we need to check the air in our ego and we need to check the pressure in where we're getting tired or when we're getting low on air in our energy bank. So, and it's especially strong for those of you that are mutable signs. It can be, I'm not going to lie to you. It's more challenging for all of us in our chart. The biggest challenge will be the Gemini, the 16 degrees of Gemini in your birth chart. So don't get all caught up. Is that my sun sign, my moon sign, and my rising sign? Just go find 16 degrees of Gemini. What house is that? Don't even fret over the planets. Don't make it too complicated for yourself unless you're an intermediate astrologer. Just go find out which of your 12 houses is Gemini. But on a sign-to-sign basis, it's first house for Gemini. So the fact that Mars is retrograde, the fact that Gemini is the mind and words and how we write and how we speak, and if somebody's not moving fast enough, because Geminis are just like, oh my God, just tell me what it is. Now, they want you to listen to all their stories, and they want you to not interrupt them, but you know they want you to get to the point. So the signs that could have the potential, I'm not casting it upon them, but the signs that could have the potential to get things twisted or to be a little caught up in only seeing it their way or the highway could be Gemini and Pisces, because it's coming in kind of tense for them. So if you're a Gemini, it's your first house, so there's a spotlight on you. So if you want to set an example as a parent, as a lover, as a friend, as a comrade, as a coworker, you need to check yourself, and you need to not at all work with sarcastic slurs just because you're having a temperamental, frustrated day. If things are kind of going frustrating for you with your mate or your work or your money, Gemini has a tendency to cut with their words. So I'm telling you, it's going to backlash on you triple fold because Mars is retrograde in Gemini. You've got Sagittarian planets, you know, that are just coming out to go into Capricorn, and Saturn then comes in to say, oh, let me show you how that feels. So the medicine bag is the medicine bag when we start shifting from Sag Gemini to Capricorn Gemini is, oh, okay. Okay. Well, let me give you the same medicine you just gave me. And it will literally surprise the Gemini or the Pisces. Like, where did that come from? That came from you. You started it and I decided to replay it back to you. I wanted to show you what that feels like. So, you know, we're all going to meet that person. You know, most people will try to be a people pleaser and be nice and not make a scene. And then we meet the people who's like, you talking to me? Surely you're not talking to me. And then they'll recoil real fast because without insulting them, you gave them a back door to rethink what they're doing. It's just like, oh no, see, I love and value myself and I don't throw that crap on you. So watch me check you at the door fast. Let me show you where your ego is getting a little too erect fast. Because it takes most people I know, Nicole, it takes most people that I work with, clients, people, and all that, it takes them about 35 years to really start psychologically getting their game on, to realize they don't have to take the verbal abuse or the family abuse or the psychological abuse or the passive aggressive stuff or the narcissistic stuff, you know, to put the narcissist in their place and all that. Like, you can watch all these YouTubes and all these Instagram short reels and all that, and finally you go, oh, I know who that is. I've got that in my life. Yeah, you gonna deal with it? Or they're going to keep getting away with it. And you will get rejected. You will get rejected when you call people on their game because they're going to blame you. Now, that can go on with Gemini full moon. Absolutely. It's not me. If you hadn't have done this, or if you'd have done this my way, then it would have been okay. So can I tell you that there could be poison darts verbally? Can I tell you that there could be twisted words, people twisting your meaning? Absolutely. So what did I say in the beginning? Words can be arrows. Choose your words with intention. So if somebody starts getting frustrated or somebody starts taking you wrong, just say, I think you may have misunderstood what I meant. Let me clarify. Take it back to yourself and get real clear before it escalates. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to blame you, but I'm just here to make sure we get this really clear. I'm asking questions. Don't get offended. I only asking questions because I want to have clarification, because and then you state your intention. I'm only here for a win-win proposition. So don't get puffy with me. Don't puff up like a banty rooster, because I'm not out to rip you off. And I don't want there to ever be a problem between us. So we can take that care of that today. Okay? So boom, you stop it. You've made it very clear to them, in case they're assuming or guessing, that you're not trying to twist your words or you're not trying to rip them off, nor are you going to be ripped off with their verbal sleight of hand, or, you know, the snake oil salesman, or the person that speaks with a forked tongue. The two best liars in the zodiac, if they take it into a sinister level, is Gemini number one and Capricorn. So, yeah, I'm going to tell you that the minus side of the Gemini Capricorn stuff is the person that wants to win no matter what, no matter who, and no matter where the pieces fall. You've been duly warned. So that's why I talk about one of the gifts of working with supernatural grace and spirit, the ability to discern the essence or the spirit or the intention of the energies. So don't second guess your first instinct. Your instinct and your intuition are your divine antennas that want to satellite speak to you. It's like your downloads and your hard drive. You've got the skills already within you from divine source to say, and how's that feel? What's going on with you about what he or she just said? And it can happen in a snap of the fingers. It's called the quickening in a lot of things. There's Gemini comes in fast. Capricorn wants to analyze it for a minute. So you see how that can be a paradox right there? So if you're a Cancer, this is the most sensitive of all potential 13 full moons in a given year. This is the most sensitive and psychic full moon if you're born with strong influences of the sign of moon child Cancer. One, Cancer is ruled by the moon. So they're always affected by the full moons and the new moons more than any of the other signs. Number two, when a full moon occurs, here's a little lesson. When the full moon occurs, regardless of your sign, when the full moon occurs in the sign before the sun sign that you're born under. So the sign before Cancer the Crab is Gemini. So for anybody born under Cancer the Crab, this is your strongest full moon that says this is an inside job. Take some rest, check your nutrition, make sure that you're not being too hard on yourself, making your schedule too tight. You need room to be able to maneuver and change things, because this is a cycle of spiritual power. This is a cycle where you're to listen to your gut instinct. Cancer rules the digestive system, the stomach, how they're assimilating the knowledge. Like, how does that feel? Like, you'll hear people say, let me digest that. Let me sleep on that before I give you a decision. So Cancer is more, I've got to go be alone and I've got to check my emotional intuitive barometer with this. So psychically, it's your strongest full moon to get psychological help, mystical intuitive help, you know, for you to look at your divination, your meditation, your prayerful. It's a really good time for you to go inside yourself and call upon whatever spiritual resource is that anchor for you, and to revive your hope, and to know that you don't want to let things percolate and disturb your spirit for too long, because it can kind of, you know, it's like this isn't a real, like Cancers right now are going, when they have to show up for social things, because until this full moon's passed, you know, until they get to the 8th, 9th of December, then they're going to like pick up again, because the full moon will happen in Gemini, then it moves into Cancer, you know, and so by the 9th, 10th, 11th of December, they're like, okay. But, you know, this full moon building, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th of December is like, pay attention to your dreams, speak words of power and ask that things be released from you so that you're not a walking, you know, thundercloud. If you're a Leo, great social time. I mean, the Sagittarius gets along with Leo, the full moon, and Gemini is in their 11th house. So Leo, you're the one that could be the host or the hostess or plan the group thing or meet everybody out for the cocktail hour or at the beach or for a hike in the mountains or, you know, set up, you know, a monthly dinner where everybody gets to talk about their specialty, kind of like a leads meeting or something. So with Leo, it's like really appreciating the treasure of real friends in your life, like who it is you want to hang out with. And so reach out to those people that you can let your hair down with and just be who you want to be and have that great lunch and toast that glass of champagne or wine and just like, I'm so glad you're in my life. That's the full moon for Leo. If you're a Virgo, again, Gemini, Pisces, Virgo, Sagittarius, They're in the moon's greatest light. And so the moon in Gemini is wanting to light up any dark areas, any frustrated areas, any poisonous moods that could actually eclipse your own energy. So if you're a Virgo, it's about get the stuff done. It's in your 10th house. Now, for Virgo, there may be former business partners, or there may be revelations to do with people that you did business with, or that you were the landlord, or that you were the one that signed the contract and they didn't fulfill what they needed to fulfill, and the eclipses started to bust that out in October and November. So right now, Virgos are going like, oh, the hell you say? Well, you were supposed to do this. This line of the contract said that, and your rent was supposed to be that. And who told you you could move somebody else in? You know, so Virgos right now are having a very powerful, I believe, empowering cycle of discovery. You know, they're like really discovering what is for thou and what needs to be away from thou. So they're really going through that psychological, is it a credit or is it a debit in my life? And what part am I playing in allowing it to continue? So Virgos are going to have to kind of like say yay or nay on some really strong life choices, business choices. It could be for other Virgos that work in real estate that there's time, it's a time to liquidate. It's a time for your improving the curb appeal. It's a time to, well, I thought I would keep that rental property, but I'm just going to go ahead and sell it. So it's a time for Virgos to be making some very earth sign practical things about, do I want to live here? Do I still like this town? Do I like the town enough that I may want to invest in something else and then within a year or two sell this? So Virgos are really getting a strategy and a plan together. And a lot of Virgos are also thinking about, and Nicole, like in your work, you know, with the inner child stuff, a lot of Virgos would be prime to be able to do more healing of the fractured spirit or the psychological wounds of the stuff they've been carrying around that they disassociated from. So it's like been, that's the psychological words that of when we got abused or when we got shamed or when we got blamed and that parent may have died or that person may have, you know, rejected us and went on, or the neighbor, you know, we don't live there anymore, but they did inappropriate things with us. So we disassociate because it's too painful to keep up in our main subconscious and conscious memory. So when you work with someone that you trust, that has a certain therapeutic touch that creates a safe place for you to be able, all of a sudden it comes up and you can finally do that inner release, whether it's crying or yelling or like, oh my God, I knew there was something in there, but I didn't know what it was. You know, so Gemini can give you less emotional combustion and give you more of a way to psychologically and intellectually bring it up, at least in a memory, so it's not so traumatic in an emotional way. Like you can just go, oh, wow, that really was buried in my memory and I got it. Thank you for that psychic reading. Thank you. That card triggered it. Or it may be you get a session with a professional like Nicole or I. And then I always say to my clients, this is going to percolate. This is going to percolate. And this is probably going to reveal itself to you in its own safe way within a week. You know, it might be that 3 to 7 days. And this is going to come up. And invariably, they'll email me or call me and go, whoa, 2 weeks went by and I just found myself sobbing like I had never sobbed before. And I said, you know what's nice about that? It was safe. It was on your terms and it was in your place. So healer, visionary feelers like us, we help you unlock things that have been locked down for too long. You know, they used to say in psychology, don't bring a packed suitcase to a new relationship. Don't bring your packed memories. You know, quit carrying the suitcase of your past into the new job or the new relationship or the new town. Don't just change locations and bring the same crap with you. So I'm telling you, that's the benefit of Gemini. Gemini and Virgo can help us not get too emotional and yet be able to see the secret that we need. That's another definition of taking a journey or an adventure psychologically and spiritually and leveling up without it all happen to be, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to face it. It hurts. I'm going to shove it down some more. Really? How's that working out for you? Okay. So that's Virgo. So if you're a Libra, it's ninth house. Libras right now are all in the spirit of adventure, and they're wanting to decorate, and they're wanting to invite new people, and they're wanting to uplift everybody in the room. The Capricorn stuff challenges the Libra and the Aries people. So for Libra, though, this full moon that's happening in this front piece of December is saying lighten the mood, help other people light up their life. So Libras are like Libra and Leo right now, the L team, they're really good being the hostess or the person that's lighting up the room. because they want to have fun. They're coming in the door dressed for fun, wanting to get to know you, wanting to bring out some positive things for you. So it's your Libra people and it's your Leo people that are wanting to say, you know what, no matter what's going on in your life, let's just laugh. Let's just kick ass and laugh and have a good time. Let's have what I love to call a soft moment. Let's have a soft moment because life can be hard. Let's all focus on creating some soft moments for ourselves and to gift that to other people. It really doesn't take a lot of money to give somebody a soft moment. Sometimes it's our eyes, it's our smile, it's a touch on the shoulder blade, or it's just listening, deep listening, getting silent and deep listening so the other person can have a soft moment because you are the safe person in their life. You're safe with their secrets, you're safe to help them have a perspective, and you're not trying to drive the adventure and tell them what to do. Let them hire Nicole and I for that. We'll tell you, we'll get you on the right direction. If you're a Scorpio, it's an eighth house thing. Gemini for Scorpio is the language of the spirit world. Yeah, that's right. We had an eclipse in Scorpio on October 25th. So Scorpios, the supernatural, the spiritual, the angelic guides. I mean, oh my God, my guides have been pestering me so much. I'm a Scorpio and they've been pestering me so much since that eclipse. Like, we're gonna level you up with this. I'm like, give me a minute. You know, so they're really working on me and revealing and downloading a lot of stuff for me. And it's fantastic, but at times it's a bit intense. So if you're a Scorpio, there's a lot going on in your memory and your spirit world with your ancestors. Ceremony is advised, prayer work. I want to say to Scorpio, especially, be very aware of what you're putting your eyes into and onto, and be very astute about who you're listening to and what you're listening to. And then I will add, it's time to be deliberate about putting your eyes and your ears involved with people that are inspiring, people that are savvy in what they do. So your favorite psychologist, if you want to see some Jordan Peterson stuff, if you want to, you know, go into some Hay House authors, if you want to listen to podcasts that are going to be uplifting instead of haunting and scary. Like, I wouldn't go into the fear stuff at all if you're a Scorpio right now. And don't be surprised if there isn't something to do with someone that has transitioned or someone that is in the spirit world or something that is of a supernatural nature that reveals a huge mystery for you. I see this big puzzle piece coming together to where you go, damn, that's good. That's good. And you're unlocked because of it. But it's kind of like you and your higher self, you and the spirit world, you and the mystical revelation. I'm not saying it couldn't be through a psychic or an intuitive or someone that loves you, someone that just loves you because you're who you are. But it's coming in with a force of enlightenment and awakening. And you will be ultimately empowered because of it. But it could be like what they talk about in certain cultures or even in the Bible with shock and awe, wonders to behold. And it could be nature signs too. It's going to be like, whoa. So yeah, it's very supernatural for Scorpio right now. If you're a Sagittarius, this full moon is in your polarity, your balance, your opposite sign of Gemini. So Sagittarius, let's just cut to the chase. You can be a really short forecast. It's about the other people in your life. It's about your significant others. That's not always just someone that you're having sex or sleeping with. Whoever you deem to be a significant other in your life is where you, as the ninth sign, the philosopher, the truth seeker, the vision quest person, you need to be focusing on those that matter the most in your life. It's not your time for the spotlight, even though you're having your birthdays. This full moon is saying who might you need to give a little extra attention to or warmth to, encouraging words. Maybe you just need to kind of sit across from them at the lunch table or the dinner table and say, you okay? I had a Sagittarius father, double Sag father. And I remember one time I was in a frustrated relationship and I'm out, you know, doing the thing we do, but I'm weeding things. I'm in Florida, I'm weeding things. And he walked up behind me. And I'm going to tell you right now, Sagittarius can be people of few words. And he goes, what are you doing? And I said, I'm weeding. I'm weeding these flowers right here. And he said, okay. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because I knew it was coming. And because I was his favorite, I knew it was coming. And then he looked at me and he said, I just got one thing to say to you. And I said, okay. I knew it was coming intuitively. And he said, I'm tired of seeing my daughter's face look unhappy. That's all. Boom. That was it. That was a revelation. I know he saw what I was trying so hard to hide from the family and everything, and I knew I had work to do to correct it because it wasn't to please my daddy. It was that I couldn't hide it anymore. And it was true. What he was saying to me was true. I was unhappy. So he wasn't telling me to leave the relationship. He was telling me, fix it within yourself and do something about it, one way or the other, because what you're doing is you're unhappy and it's not good for you. All that happened with just a couple. I'm tired of seeing my daughter's face look unhappy. That's it. He walked away. The work was left for me. But because he was a valuable person in my life, because he was a safe person in my life, I knew that he wasn't shaming or blaming me. He was giving me a key to get unlocked. And it did. And it did. So Sagittarians right now, give a key, but don't push. If you're a Capricorn, you're coming into your birthday cycle. Sagittarius is the sign before your sign of Capricorn. So Capricorns have been a little moody, temperamental, a little hypersensitive, like you may take offense to something and nobody meant that. They were just trying to tell you their truth. And Capricorn seems to always want to micromanage everything to where it's their way or the highway. So you're practical and you're organized, but stop trying to organize everybody else. They have their own individuality too. So if you're a Capricorn, stop trying to second guess the people in your life. Let them be who they are and get in agreement with how it's going to work out. Because Capricorns need to be paying attention to their wellness factors. So how you doing nutritionally? Are you eating too little? Are you eating too much salt, too much sugar, not enough of this or that? Are you fasting too much? Are you forgetting to eat? Or is eating your comfort pillow right now? So if you're a Capricorn, it's about time. Just don't judge it. Don't blame or shame yourself. We talked about that in the beginning of the show. If you're a Capricorn, what might you do to regulate your energies biologically? So maybe less soda, yeah, and maybe more water, and maybe a little distilled water. Do 1 gallon of distilled water, maybe a little 3-hour fast. Don't eat anything till noon. Give your organs some rest, okay? Because when it's the 12th house, you can literally drain your battery. You know, it's interesting we call it a cell phone, C-E-L-L, because in our cellular level, we can drain ourselves at a cellular level by our mental thoughts, by our angst, by our frustration, by our need to be monkey mind and control. And that's going on with Capricorn a little bit right now. So if you don't want to get sick and tired, then find a way to thine own self be true and nurture yourself and think about what you're doing. Like try to eat single foods. Eat an orange, eat a banana, eat some pecans, eat a walnut, you know, do something, have an egg. You know, don't keep doing all these processed things right now, because I feel with Capricorn, they need to kind of get their vigor back. They need to do some walking, get in nature, go hiking, do something to where you can build up your energies. Two more. If you're an Aquarius, it's your fifth house. Saturn's still there. Oh, yay, Aquarius. In 2023, Saturn leaves that 2.5 to 3-year cycle of being in your sign. Saturn's going to next move into Pisces. And so right now you're getting a little uplift of this Gemini Mars going on. So that sting. Every Aquarian I know has gone through that. You know, if you're 30 years old or you're 58 to 60 years old, you're going through your Saturn return. So if you're that Aquarius out there, if it's 28.5 to 30 years old, yeah, welcome to your Saturn return. Or if you're 58 to 60 years old, that's your second Saturn return. And if you are an Aquarius sun or rising sign, you've been having to really look at where you need to par down the too much, too bougie, too extra in your life, be it person, place, or thing. The other thing with Aquarius, a lot of Aquarians I've been working with clients have been concerned about, again, the inner child stuff, and also their children or their grandchildren, or if they're going to have children or marry someone with children or adopt a child. There's something to do with the rights of children, or really incredible insights coming from people younger than you if you're an Aquarian. So there's something, and it could be someone else's kid, but there's something about that statement, out of the mouths of babes. So Aquarians, listen deeply to, like, you're just having coffee with your friend, or you go over to a friend's house and there's something that the 5-year-old says or the 8-year-old says, and you're just like, whoa, that's rich right there. So spirit, instead of signs in your dreams or signs in your cards or signs from your celestial chart or your animal cards or whatever, it literally could come out of the mouth of babes, out of your child or someone else's child, or the teenager's frustration may all of a sudden be mirroring you and what you went through when you were caught up in that in high school or early college or whatever. So there's something about seeing yourself being played out in someone younger biologically than you that can be a win-win for the both of you. It's not as intense as you think it is. I get you. I know where you're coming from, but maybe I can give you a little encouraging word. You're a great kid, or that was a really smart way to analyze that, or wow, that was really a good thing that you said there. Thank you for that. And they look at you funny, like, what the hell did I just do? And you're just like, that was really good. You really worded that well. Like, remember, if you take anything away from this, for this full moon, encouraging words, nix on the sarcasm and trying to push your idea, your point home, and be encouraging and seek for clarification. And last but not least, Pisces, it's your fourth house. And here's what, I kept getting a really strong hit on Pisces the other day when I was studying for this. And it's like my guides kept saying, ask Pisces, where are your convoluted family tensions? Where is it that you may have gotten in your own way with too much alcohol, too much of an addiction to the opioids, too much of a avoidance of someone abusing you all the time, verbally or psychologically, or where might you be speaking out with harsh words or demanding expectations on another family member? You know, are you paying enough attention to your child or your siblings? Are you so frustrated within yourself? Are you not seeing things clearly? You know, Gemini is the twins, Pisces is the two fishes. So sometimes with Gemini and Pisces, they look outward instead of looking inward. And with the Pisces, when you look at all the symbols of the two fishes back in Greek and Phoenician and Persian and Egyptian astrology, the fishes, some of them are tied. So one fish is heading, you know, west, and one fish is heading east. And so they're not going anywhere because they're bound. They're stuck in limbo, or they keep going around in a circle and they're not able to actually go in a definitive direction to get resolution. And I feel like Pisces have been in some kind of spin zone. And some of it may be self-destructive. Some of it may be self-created by, well, I'll just take another drink, or I'll take another pill, or I'm going to go back to sleep again, because Pisces is the number one sign that will try to avoid facing what needs to be faced. And with Pisces, it runs very deep. There's the oceans again. And we've got Jupiter has spent its time in the last year in Pisces trying to give you guys some clues as to where you might be offending people or where you're shutting people out. Neptune is still in Pisces. And with these mutable signs right now, it might give you, somebody might get up in your face right now and say, you know what? I know I've told you this before. It might be your doctor. It might be your practitioner. It might be your parent trying to reach out to you. And it might be a sibling, or it might be a friend going, you know what? And it spins it all back to the beginning of this podcast. The choices that you're making are creating the consequences of you being alone and separated from everybody, because you keep pushing us away and then blaming us for not wanting to be around you. Bam.
You got to do Aries and Taurus though, Mary. We started on Gemini.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nicole. She's so good.
You can't leave out your Taurian here, you know?
Thank you. No, thank you for keeping me in check. You're right. I did start with Gemini because I felt so much compassion for Gemini being the full moon. Thank you. So the energy that's going on with Aries, it's a bit jovial for Aries, because when you get to Gemini, Aries starts the zodiac. And so when you get to Gemini, it's the third sign. And so this is, again, now Aries are really being put in check. What's the third house? The third house in any astrological chart is naturally ruled by Mercury, Gemini. So for Aries right now, and oh, we know Aries can let the words fly. Woohoo! So whether you got Mars in Aries or the Sun in Aries or Venus in Aries, Aries is where we're going to be blunt, upfront, spicy, hot. Yeah. So it's and impulsive. You know, when you get to Sagittarius and Aries energy, it's very impulsive and it's risky and it's bold. I think for Aries, it's bold. And if Aries can get, they can get temperamental, they can get sexy quick and they can get angry quick, but they want to get it out there just so it's on the table and you can get past it. You know, where other signs take a long time to get really angry, Aries will, what'd you say? And they'll challenge you right away. So this full moon, I would say, is perfect for Aries if they want to do a podcast, write a book, write a blog, you know, really reach out to someone and say, could we just not yell and fight? Could we just like, do I need to bring a notepad? Could we like just really, can I hand you the talking stick? Or in therapy, when they hand you the pillow and say, whoever has the pillow is the one that has the only one that can talk. And when they're done, then we hand you the pillow and then you can talk and respond or whatever. But only the person with the talking stick or the pillow can actually give words. Everybody else has to listen and be silent. Remember, you just rearrange those words, listen and silent. So for Aries right now, there's a creative and yet probably potentially frustrating need to express themselves and to be heard. Gemini favors Aries. Capricorn challenges it. Sagittarius favors Aries. Capricorn challenges it. So Aries need to slow down, practice the pause, and the Aries needs to try to get the main point they want to get across instead of all the you said and he said and you did. They got to stop the tit for tat, back and forth, push, pull, and they got to get to the point and say, I want to start with just this point. And for Aries, it might be, I want to take ownership, or I want to own my part and perhaps apologize for me getting hot or for me cussing or for me being insulting. And I need to take responsibility for that. And I would like to change that and start out with this. Forget my triggers for a minute. This is my need. This is my desire. This is what I want to express. So if they could just get to the meat and potatoes of it before words fly all over the place again, because there's no guarantee an Aries is going to, there's no guarantee an Aries or a Gemini is going to be able to contain their words right now. Mm-mm. If you're a Taurus, I see a lot of good, lively career and work and tangible results in the material world, because Capricorn, of course, favors Taurus. And Taurus is all about how good it feels to be in the body or not. So Taurus wants to, they want to smell that good smell. They want to eat that good food. They want to feel the softness and the texture of the hair. They want to their skin to glow. Taurus is about, I'm here in a body on this earth. I'm an earth sign. I'm the first earth sign. So I'm all about the sensuality or the texture and the tactile of being a spirit in this body. So Taurus takes sight and touch and taste and all of that very seriously. So Gemini is like, oh, lighten up, have some fun conversations, you know, practice using your words in a more effective way instead of getting your feelings all knotted up and a wedgie. So the Gemini moon is saying, lighten up so you can, you know, potentially draw others in. You can teach others about, you know, where this stress is being contained in their body. So a Taurus is a good life coach in helping you understand where in the physical vehicle you're storing the fracture or the stress or the toxicity. Taurus is like, well, when you get stressed, where does it show up in your body? Because Taurus rules the throat and the thyroid and the larynx. And so the larynx is where our sound comes from. That's why so many Taurus musicians and singers have a really unique voice. So Taurus can use their voice right now. Taurus rules the neck, the larynx, the voice, the sound waves. Taurus can use their voice right now to be very soothing and very instructive to other people, being able to unlock themselves with why that one area of the body always seems to be the injury or the accident or where they're storing the pressure, like the people that get nauseated or the people that get headaches or the people that get sinus infections or the people that have lower back pain. You know, Taurus can help them understand the region astrologically and the region lymphatically and the region emotionally that area is holding that stress. Is that's the root of where the problem was when you first came on the planet with your little childhood storybook. So for Taurus right now, there are spirits telling me that there are new ways to fine tune and fashion your creative impetus. You know, like you already have this kind of work that you do, and your Taurus right now is kind of wanting to level up with a different style of creativity. So it might be that there's new tools for the trade. It might be that you're wanting to wear some different colors. Gemini colors, by the way, are the pastels, where Sagittarius gets into the bronzes and the coppers and the orange and the turquoise and the vivid purples. So the Gemini full moon is more to do with that robin's egg blue, and they like silver gray, and they like wearing silver jewelry, and it has a lot to do with pale tones of colors, like pale tones. It's a spring sign. But Sagittarius is like the fire of the leaves that's going on, all the leaf colors that are going on. So it might be that Taurus steps out of their predictable comfort zone and their go-to colors and their go-to words or the way they do their book or the way they do their podcast, and they try to work with some different ideas until you get to certainly Yuletide or solstice. So if you're a Taurus, try something new in your working environment. You know, maybe it's a different time of day. You do your clients a different time of day. you want to record or do this with where you are, who you're with at work or who you go out with at work or when you work. And maybe it's hard for a Taurus to do this, but maybe the Taurus could say, okay, I always work hard like Monday to Wednesday and then I take some time off. No, force yourself to take a weekend when you normally party or hike or whatever. Force yourself to take that Saturday, even that Sunday, and work because it's new, it's different. You don't tend to do that. And then take some time on a different day of the week, like the day of the moon, Monday, or the day of Mars, Tuesday, or, you know, and try different things, Thursday, you know, Jupiter's day, Friday, Venus's day. Try to do some different things so you're not too locked in to a routine. Gemini's not about the routine, Taurus is. You got to shake it up.
Shaking it up, then I'm going to shake it up.
Shake it up and learn your thrust, the Taurus thrust.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for once again coming on for our final full moon show of the year. You and I come together. It'll be in the very, very new year.
Oh, so happy new year to everybody. I have a really good feeling about our epiphanies, our awakenings for 2023. I really do. You know, promise yourself you're not going to let the elitist or the politicians or the financiers or the, you know, or hobnobbing with the goober smoochers, you know, don't let the outside world dictate your mood or your emotions. Let's all join together as a unified tribe of light. And let's just show up and make a difference in our town, in our world, with our spirit, in our bodies, in our daily activities. Let's be the change that we seek on our beautiful Mother Earth. You know, let's just start being the change in our daily life. And so if we have to set boundaries and say, nope, we say nope. You know, I startle people all the time. I say, let me say that to you in Russian. Nyet. So it's like when you need to say no, make it okay to say no and say, I still love you, but no, I'm out. I'm not doing it. I'm going to be a Shark Tank person. And for me, that's a no. So start doing that. But you can do it before you get frustrated or before we get tense. And so as we go into this Yuletide and solstice, you know, when we go into the power of Capricorn, it's beyond the external appearances. What it looks like out here probably isn't what's really going on within you in your inner verse and your beautiful spiritual inner smile. Find your inner smile as 2022 stops its little spin, you know, and we're going into 2023. Let's take this time in December to say, what makes me feel warm and fuzzy and happy on the inside? And how am I giving that to myself?
Yeah. And I've been, I don't know how it's been going for you, Mary, but you know, I've been doing these 2023 forecasts for people. And a lot of the information that's been coming through is just really overwhelmingly positive. You know, like it feels like 2023, even though we've got a lot going on, like there's a lot happening in the skies. You know, you got the Saturn transitioning, you got Pluto, you got Jupiter, you know, it's just, there's a lot. You got our Venus retrograde next year, plus the eclipses. And it's so
Remember what we learned about retrograde. So in 2023, Venus will pause. She'll practice the pause. Okay. Because Mercury retrogrades every year. Venus and Mars don't. So she's going to practice the pause in 2023 and say, hey, practice the pause. How's your passion? How much do you believe in the kind of love that you're bringing to the table? So I've been studying the eclipses of 2023 with my clients. I study the eclipses first because when I'm doing my analysis of the astrological overview for my clients, I'm like, okay, let's start with the eclipses because that's the exclamation point celestially. Let me see in your chart where those eclipses are going to be hitting because those are the fated game changers. So I haven't gotten into the Saturn and Pisces and the Pluto going into Aquarius. Those are all big, but I know the eclipses affect us really strong because it's tied in with that moon, you know, the north and south node of the moon. So we're going to shift in 2023 from the emphasis on your sign, Nicole, on the Taurus Scorpio. Yeah, it's shifting to Aries Libra, the eclipses. So know that now in December of 2022, that next year, emotionally and your needs and your intimacy and intuitive factors, what's going to light up in your chart with the eclipses as we get into the year, it's going to start shifting into the Aries house and its balance, the Libra area. So those planets and those houses, focus on that. And so that's the beauty of astrology. An astrologer is helping you read the map before you actually get on the road and take the trip. We're just weathermen. Astrologer, we're the weathermen of the stars. You know, I speak stars. And so I can help you, Nicole can help you. We can help you see which of the planet teachers and which of the celestial frequencies are going to be in your personal specific weather report. And so knowledge is power. So it isn't that astrology controls me or Nicole or you, but what it does is that here's the roads under construction, and here's your advantageous points as you get into the first 6 months, or if you want to do a yearly overview, here's where the action's going to be next year. So knowing that in advance, when it starts to happen, you go, all right. Oh, I was very benefited knowing that it had been 19 years since the eclipses were going to be in my sign again. So the last time we had the eclipses that happened this year was 19 years ago in the sequence that they are. So now it's going to shift to Aries Libra. So find that out with whoever you trust and enjoy as an astrologer, as a, you know, a guide. Find out the Aries Libra part of your chart, because that's the theme of next year.
Mary, let everyone know where they can find you if they'd like to book a session with you, especially if it's for next year.
Thank you, sweetheart. You can just go to maryducina.com, M-A-R-Y, D as in divine, U, S as in spirit, I, N as in now, A.com. And on Facebook, some of you are on I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. You can go to Cosmic Conditions on Facebook, or you can, because that's my public page. And I write a whole bunch of stuff on the website. You know, when you go over to Cosmic Conditions, I do, as Nicole does, we do a whole lot of pro bono stuff. So you can get a feel and a sense of like, ooh, I like Nicole as a mystic. I like Nicole as a teacher. We try to give the free things that we do is so you can see how we work with what we work with. So then you can invest in yourself by all the available stuff that's out there that we tithe and take our time to do. And then you can go deep with us by saying, yeah, I really resonate with that. And so we want you to feel safe. A true mystic, a true genuine metaphysical healer wants you to be able to feel comfortable and safe before you invest your money, your time with us, because we have a responsibility to do it the right way too.
Absolutely.
And so I applaud you all and I thank you all and Happy New Year.
Thank you. And of course, you guys know I'm leaving all of Mary's details in the show notes below. And if you guys enjoyed the episode, please leave a comment or a review
share.
Spotify, iTunes would be really helpful to the podcast, or leave a comment below YouTube. It just helps the information get out there. And next week, I have another astrologer on. He's doing financial astrology. He's one of my favorite financial astrologers. You guys are going to love what he's putting down and what he's going to tell you for the economy and crypto and a whole bunch of other stuff. We're going to get into the FTX scandal. He had some very strong predictions that came true from earlier this year. So make sure you're joining next week for that. And guys, I love you. Have an incredible full moon. Stay even keeled. Remember, think before speaking, and I think you'll do all right.
And learn Mary, your trust.
I love you. Thanks for being here. And of course, Mary and I will be back with you in the new year for the next full moon.
In Cancer.
Yes, in Cancer.
The strongest one. Yep.
Thank you, Nicole.
Everyone. Bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And thank you all. And bless the light of your souls. Just bless the light of your souls. If you can't get lit your own self, how are you going to light anybody else up? Get lit.
Get lit. And with that, we'll see you next time.
Thanks again for joining me for another show on the Enlighten Up podcast. I love you guys so much for all of your continued support. So remember to raise your vibe, find your tribe, and be open to the infinite possibilities held in the mysteries that surround us all. Thanks again for sharing the show with your family and friends. And if you're new to the show and you need to find out more information about me, please head on over to my website, NicoleFrolick.com, where you can join my newsletter. And please follow me on Instagram, Telegram, and YouTube. Keep your light bright, and I'll see you next week.